Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name's Danny White. I'm an artist here who used to go to Fort McMurray. I've been to say Father Mercury.
Okay, that's okay.
You can cut that out probably.
Oh, we don't edit, so that's in there.
Oh, it is? Oh, joy.
You used to be a student at Father Mercury.
Yes, I graduated this year.
Oh, sweet, congratulations.
Yeah.
So like, but you're still in grade 12 like right now.
Well, I graduated, so.
Oh,
no.
You guys graduated last week.
Yes.
Oh, tell me about last week for you.
Well, it was not what I expected, really. I mean, for me, I expected it to be a lot more nerve-wracking than it was, but I went in and a lot of it was just us being told what to do. We walk out and it was a lot more calming than what I thought it would be. A lot of sitting down and doing nothing.
Yeah.
Was a lot of what commencement was, which was us in the gym and waiting to get our diploma handed to us, but
yeah,
you know, it wasn't that bad. I mean, not as scary as I thought it would be. So.
Okay. So that's when they positive. Handed you your diploma, did you shake the hand? Did you dap them up? Like, what was it like? Everybody had their thing. One of my buddies like did a bit of a dance when they walked up. Like, what was your thing?
Well, I walked up. I tried not to fall because it was a stairway to go up. And I shook the teacher's, or the one teacher shook my hand. And I shook the principal's hand.
Okay.
Got my diploma. And I didn't know we had to look at a camera.
Right.
So when I turned my head to look forward, I was looking straight face the entire time while getting probably like 10 photos taken.
Okay.
Where I was not smiling.
Okay, but, nice.
Yeah.
And so after you walk off, is there still like a grand march or like...
Oh, that was the next day we had our grand march or the prom.
Okay.
And that was where we'd walk up and we'd be wearing our nice suits or dresses or whatever everyone wants to wear. And we'd do a little pose and then walk down and then the prom would start.
Yeah. And where did that take place?
That was in our gymnasium.
Okay, and so what was your outfit?
I had a suit on. It was a blue suit with a bit of striping on it.
Okay.
It was kind of like a black paisley tie with blue flowers.
Okay.
And I had a star chain that would go from like the lapel of the suit to the side, black shoes. And I thought it was really cool.
Nice. Yeah. And what does prom consist of now?
What is well, you see, I didn't stay for all of it, but from my knowledge, it's a lot of, there's a different kinds of dances that people will do out in the floor. There'll be like the, I think there's like a father-daughter dance, or there'll be like a dance for even just like for friends, or they'll have different events. Like for us, we had different categories for like, we had our, where they give awards or even just like congratulations to some people who we nominated for like most funny or like best dressed and stuff like that will be what people go up on the stage for, and we'll just make a big event out of it, really.
Oh, so that happens during prom then.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just like the dance component.
No, there's more to it than just going there to dance. There's a bunch of little activities people toss in.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And so what was the overall vibe of the last week when you were here just with like your classmates?
Well, I expected it to be more like everyone's kind of going crazy, but for me it felt more like somber, because in my heart it was like everything's kind of coming to a close now, and these years I spent in high school, it's kind of like this is it.
Yeah.
So I kind of took a lot of moments to look around and just like take everything in, seeing like my friends smiling, people having fun, people like not overly focused or worried about passing the grade or working, but just like conversing with people.
Yeah.
And just making time out of what we have, just being in a classroom setting and having these people we can discuss with and just being a human being, really, because I realized I'm not always going to have that anymore.
Right.
And after school ends, it's going to be like a whole new environment you're stepping into, where I'm not going to be doing the same thing I was doing for the past like 12 years.
That's right.
Which is, it's weird to think about, but I think it's good closure to know that I did spend all this time trying to get to know the people around me, or at least being with these people. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it was somber, yeah. Not what I expected, but I did like it.
There you go.
Yeah.
So now it's summer. It's yeah. over. You don't got to worry about grades for a minute. I don't know what you're doing next. We can talk about that. Maybe we will, maybe we won't.
Yeah.
But what's happening in the now of summertime? It was my favorite part of the year
yeah,
when I was people. In high school, especially grade 12 summer. It was awesome. So.
For me, I plan to do a lot with my friends and make the most of this summer I have. I think it's the last one before I'm going to start going to university. But for me, I'm going to be going on a trip pretty soon.
Okay.
In about 2 weeks, I'm going down to Seattle and to see the band My Chemical Romance live. Mm. And I'm really excited for that.
Let's talk about have you been
where?
To see. Thank you.
Seattle.
No, 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 where? But where in Seattle?
Oh, one of their big.
On the Dome?
It might be. I think it's going to be that place, yeah.
Oh, we got a lot of rules to tell you about the Tacoma Dome after this.
We were there twice this year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Tacoma Dome or Wamu Theater.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought potentially if he was going to the Gorge, but that's not really, yeah.
I've never been, so I have no idea.
Okay, well, we'll chat a little bit. We'll give you some tips.
Yeah,
Seattle's a cool place, but
I'm assuming it's a lot. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So as far as post-secondary, what are you thinking about going into?
Well, it changed a lot for me. Originally, I was going to try and go into something for graphic design, but my plans changed a little bit, so now I'm gonna try and go into social work for right now, and then get a transfer to a bigger university so I can go into psychology to hopefully become a psychologist.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So where are you gonna start that journey? What institute are you thinking about?
Here in Fort McMurray, we have Keanu College, the community one,
mm-hmm.
and there is where I can do my social work program.
Okay.
And there's a transfer program with that.
Sweet.
So when I finish half of that, I can go and transfer to Grant McEwen in Edmonton,
mm-hmm.
and I will continue the course while there.
Yeah, big shout out Keanu and Grant McEwen. I went to both of those places.
Yeah.
I like to say I went to Grant McEwen University now, because it was just a college when I went there,
yeah.
so I was just like, no, I went to Grant McEwen University.
Yeah. It sounded a bit fancier.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the one thing that we grabbed before we started filming was this piece of art that you've made.
Yeah.
So how do I hold this up properly?
Well, it says right here, this side up.
Okay, there you go, thank
I'd
you.
I'd hold it up that way, yeah.
So can you please explain to me and the people at home, what am I looking at, what was the inspiration, what is this?
This was one of my projects for our grade 12 art course, which would be Art 30. And we had a lot of freedom for all of our different pieces. And this one was one where I really wanted to showcase the style I have. Because for a lot of art that we've been doing for years prior, it's always more like accustomed to, can you mimic this? Can you show this portion of art in your art style?
Mm.
And that's nice, but I like doing my own thing more freely like this, because I'm more of a digital artist. I draw a lot on computers. So I wanted to try and transfer that feel of like sporadic digital essence into paper. So I wanted to try and add a lot of these bright colors and like the little patterns between the blues and like the monochrome with the lights flashing out with like all the primaries here. And this is more like shaped to be my art style with like the cartoony gestures and all the paint splattering. And I think it just really showcases the type of feel I have for my artwork. And I wanted to plaster that to make it feel like it's coming out of the screen, really.
There we go,
yeah.
Very cool. So with all that, you spent all this time, this effort, what do you do with this now?
Like,
do you try to sell it? Do you put it up on your wall? Do you put it under your bed? Like, my kid paints some stuff every once in a while. I'm like, what are you gonna do with that? And he's like, put it on my bed. And I'm like, I'll take it. I'll hang it up on a wall. He's like, no, it's going under my bed. It just like drives me nuts. So like, what do you do with your art after you finish creating it?
When I'm done with like my paper art like this, what I will do is I usually show it off to my parents first, because they always want to see what I'm doing.
Mm.
And they like to put it up on this wall we have in our basement, where it's covered in a bunch of different artwork that we've collected over the years.
Mm.
Which I think is a lot better than shoving it under my bed.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So it is all up for display then.
It is, but on a different note though, with this kind of art,
mm-hmm.
I do a lot of digital art too.
Mm.
And What I do with that is online, people will pay me and I'll draw for them. I do commission work.
Yep. Okay, well, explain that. Some people can see this and start paying you. So let's hear that pitch.
I post a lot of my own art to social media forums such as Instagram, TikTok, and hopefully maybe Twitter or X, whatever it's called now. And what people will do is they'll look through my art style and understand what they're looking for. And I have an app I go through called PayPal, and they will contact me and ask me to draw whatever they want, and I'll negotiate a price, I get paid, and they get the artwork.
So what's your handle? How can people find you?
On TikTok right now, I'm under Tom the Trash, and it's my whole forum there. And if you contact me through TikTok, I can give you all my other workings for if you need to contact me through messages or Messenger, anything there. And that's how I can contact my clients.
There we go. Awesome. Well, listen, he just tapped his watch. That means we're out of time. So before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I'd like to shout out my best friend, Caden Bailey. You're so cool. And yeah.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much for tuning in. I want to give a big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hopefully everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.